Title: Break Lab Framework. Phil Transform in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes. Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson, and we're going straight into a jungle and old school DNB mindset. Atmosphere is not just pads. It's movement. It's little break accidents, coast notes, tape grit, room tails, weird pitched shards, and those phrase marking fills that make a track feel like it's breathing. Today's framework is simple, repeatable, and fast. Fill, then transform. Fill means you create short, high energy break moments that announce a transition. Transform means you resample those fills and process them into evolving atmospheric textures that glue the whole tune together. The goal is that your drops feel more jungle, your breakdowns feel more tape-ridden and alive, and your 16-bar phrases get that proper old-school punctuation. Let's set up the session. Start at 165 BPM. Anywhere from 160 to 170 is fine, but 165 puts you right in that classic zone. Now grab your break. Amen, think. Whatever you've got that's crunchy and has attitude. For warping, here's the key. For actual break impact, you usually want Beats Warp mode. It keeps transients punchy. Set it to transient loop and preserve 1/16. That's a sweet spot for classic chopped energy. Complex Pro can sound smoother, but it smears transients and jungle lives and dies on that snap. Save Complex Pro for when you deliberately want blur. Routing-wise, keep it clean and fast. Make 3 audio tracks. Track 1 is break dry. Track 2 is break fill. Track 3 is Atmos resample transform. Optionally, group your drums later, but don't overcomplicate the first pass. Also set up a few returns if you like. A short room, a long reverb, and a dubby delay. Even if we're mostly doing inserts today, returns make it easy to send little bits and keep the vibe consistent. Now step 1. Build your fill source. This is where we do those micro-edits that scream jungle. Duplicate your break clip from break dry onto break fill. Same audio, different job. Open the clip view on the fill track. Make sure warp is on. Set warp to beats. Preserve 1/16. Envelope around 100 as a starting point. Now, 3 classic fill approaches. You don't need all of them in one track. Think of these like 3 flavors you can rotate to mark 16s and 32s. First, the Amen 3-hit flip style fill. Take the last bar before your phrase change and cut it into 8-note chunks. Now reorder them with intent. You're going for that kick snare logic, then a little snare emphasis, then a kick, then a snare rush as you approach the downbeat. Teacher note here, don't try to be clever with everything. Your job is to make the listener feel something is about to happen. That's it. At the very end, do a tight retrig on the last snare. Duplicate that snare slice a few times really close together. 3 to 6 hits is plenty. If it turns into a machine gun, pull it back. Second approach. Tape stop drag, last half bar. Select the last half bar, consolidate it so it becomes one piece of audio. Then use clip envelopes for transposition. Draw a curve from 0 down to about -12 semitones across that last half bar. That gives you a pitch fall like the sampler's dying or the tape is getting grabbed. If you want it smoother and more controlled, you can put shifter after the clip and do a pitch glide there. But clip envelope pitch is quick and very hardware edit feeling. Third approach. Ghost roll chatter in the last quarter bar. Find a hat or shaker region and slice it out. Put gate on it to tighten it so it chatters rhythmically. Lower the return so it doesn't pump like crazy. Then add a touch of redux, subtle, 10 to 12 bits, and sample rate around 15 to 25 kHz, just enough to make it feel sampled, not destroyed. Now place these fills where they belong. Old school logic. Bar 15 to 16 before a 16-bar change, bar 31 to 32 before a bigger section change, and the last bar before the drop. The biggest mistake is random fills. If the phrasing isn't real, the track doesn't feel DJ-friendly. Cool, that's fill. Now the core move. Fill to transform. On your Atmos resample transform track, set audio from to break fill. Set monitor to in. Arm Atmos and record just the fill moment, 1 to 4 bars. Don't print the whole track. Print moments. And here's a big coach note. Print at conservative levels. Aim for peaks around -10 to -6 dBFS on the resample track. Because once you start stacking reverbs and saturation, headroom is the difference between classy fog and fizzy pain. After recording, consolidate your printed clip so it's clean. Rename it like a sample librarian. Fill 16A stutter, fill 32B tape drop, fill ghost roll. This naming seems boring, but it's how you build a personal Atmos library that you'll actually reuse. Now we transform. Transform Chain 1 is the Reverb Cloud Wash. This is that classic jungle air, the fog that sits behind the kit. On Atmos, first add auto filter before anything else. High pass filter. Somewhere around 200 to 500 Hz depending on how dense the clip is. Add a touch of resonance, not too much, just enough to shape. This is part one of a pro habit, two-stage filtering. Pre-FX high pass stops low end from detonating your reverb and delay. Later, we'll tone shape again after it blooms. Next, add hybrid reverb. Use convolution plus algorithmic. Try a darker room or hall on the convolution side and a hall on the algorithmic side. Set to K anywhere from 4 to 10 seconds. Pre-delay around 15 to 35 milliseconds. That pre-delay keeps the transient definition so it doesn't just turn into mush immediately. Darken the reverb. Jungle Atmos is usually dark and roomy, not shiny EDM. Set wet between 30 and 60%, or go 100% wet if you know you're going to blend quietly. After that, add echo. Time at 1/8 or 1/4. Feedback 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass around 300 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 9K. Add a tiny bit of modulation so it drifts like old gear. Then utility. Widen it 140 to 180%. But be careful. We're making fog, not phase problems. Trim gain so it sits under the drums. Automation move. Automate the auto filter cutoff rising into transitions. For example, 250 Hz up to 1.2K right before a change. It feels like the fog is lifting. That's a real old school trick. Now transform Chain 2. Spectral Ghost Shards. This is the time-stretched menace layer. The haunted room energy. Take your printed fill clip and set warp mode to texture. Grain size around 70 to 150. Flux 10 to 25. Now it starts to smear into something more like a ghost than a drum loop. Add resonators. Use 5 resonators. Tune them roughly to the key of your track if you want it musical, or use a darker cluster, even a tritone-ish spread for menace. Dry wet 15 to 35%. Decay around 1.5 to 4 seconds. Add corpus after that. Tube or plate works great. Tune it key-ish. Dry wet 10 to 25%. Then add saturator. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB and compensate output. This makes it feel like it came off a sampler chain rather than a clean DAW. Then auto pan. Slow. Rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz. Amount 30 to 60%. Phase 180 for wide drift. Mix tip. This layer should be felt, not heard. Put it behind the break in the drop. If you notice it as a new instrument, it's probably too loud. Think minus 20 to minus 30 dB territory and sneak it up until the room feels bigger. Transform Chain 3. Vinyl room bed. This is glue. This is that the record is a live layer. Start with drum boss. Subtle. Drive 0 to 10%. Crunch 0 to 5. Usually keep boom off for Atmos. EQ 8 next. High pass 200 to 400 Hz. If it's harsh, dip 2 to 4K a little. And pull a gentle shelf down above 10K to get that tapish softness. Then hybrid reverb but short room this time. Decay 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Wet 10 to 20%. You want space, not a tail. Add vinyl distortion. Tracing model 1 to 3. Pinch low. Crackle tiny, or automate it into breakdowns for drama. Finish with glue compressor, light. 2 to 1 ratio, 10 millisecond attack. Release auto 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. You're not smashing, you're knitting. And remember the rule. If you notice the bed, it's too loud. Now let's talk arrangement, because this framework is about phrasing discipline. Here's a 16-bar jungle blueprint. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Start with transformed Atmos only. Cloud plus vinyl bed works great. Then slowly bring in a filtered break loop quietly. Bars 17 to 32. Drop A. Full break plus bass. Add the spectral ghost layer extremely low so it creates depth without turning into pads. Bar 32. Fill moment. Use a 1-bar fill edit like the stutter or tape drag. Bars 33 to 48. Drop B or variation. Swap to another fill derived Atmos clip. Automate the reverb decay slightly longer if you want the room to feel bigger. Bars 49 to 64, breakdown. Resample a fill, stretch it in texture mode, and do delay throws. You can also use reverse clips with long fades for riser energy. This is how you stay evolving without random FX spam. Now, make it playable. Build a break Atmos rack on the Atmos track. Group your effects into an audio effect rack and create three chains. Cloud, Ghost, and Vinyl Room. Now map macros so you can perform the vibe per phrase. Macro 1. Call it fog. Map it to hybrid reverb wet and decay on the cloud chain. Macro 2. Shards. Map it to resonators dry wet and texture grain size on the ghost chain. Macro 3, room, map it to the short, reverb wet and vinyl distortion tracing on the vinyl rune chain. Macro 4, darkness, map it to an EQ high shelf down and maybe a low pass filter cutoff, so you can instantly make the Atmos more shadowy. Macro 5, motion, map it to auto pan amount and echo modulation so the space can breathe. Macro 6, duck, map it to a compressor threshold or sidechain amount so the Atmos tucks under the drums. And yes, sidechaining is a pro move here. Put compressor on Atmos, sidechain from break dry. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. It's not a pump. It's breathing room. Now some extra coach notes that will level this up. Think like a moment collector, not an effects abuser. Your best Atmos often comes from one great incident. A flam, a mislice, a snare rush, a weird hat. Print it cleanly, then extend it. Selection is the craft. Commit early. If you like a transform, resample it, freeze and flatten. Whatever you need. Then make variations with clip gain, fades, reversing, and a bit of automation. That's faster than endlessly tweaking devices. Use fades as groove tools. Tiny fade-ins, like 5 to 30 milliseconds, declick edits. Longer fades, like 100 to 600 milliseconds, create suction and arrival shapes without adding more plugins. Check mono often. White fog is great, but if it collapses and masks the snare in mono, tighten the width or carve more around 180 to 300 Hz. Also consider using utility bass mono around 120 to 200 Hz, so your low mids don't wobble in stereo.